Hey y'all, hey, happy Labor Day. Yes, and sorry I'm a few minutes late. Absolutely nothing was working right, but I had to, you know, reorganize, recalibrate, and still move forward with what I promised. So I hope that all of you are doing well today and enjoying your day off. If you have the day off, if not, you know what? Thank God you have a job, right? Yes. So, again, I apologize for coming on late. Like, my mouse would not work for my Mac. So, I don't know what's going on. So, I couldn't really get what I needed to get going. And it's really messing with me. But we still need to talk about some things today. So, welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships, the Talk That Talk edition. My name is Angela Portarriel. And this Thursday, I have a new episode coming out on the Now Television Network. The broadcast will be airing at 5 a.m. this Thursday. If you have satellite TV, 7 different channels on satellite TV. I believe my show that's airing this Thursday is How to Revive a Dying Love. Now, that's not for some BS, you know, somebody that messed up, deal breakers, crossed the line, just done too much. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when, you know, life happens and you typically start growing apart or you get preoccupied and whatever you got going on separately or whatever. But anyway, this Thursday on satellite TV, 7 different channels, How to Revive a Dying Love. Then this Friday, hey, on Spectrum Cable, Channel 21 and AT&T U-verse, Channel 99, I'm going to re-air, well, the television station is going to re-air my talk show, How to Recognize the Signs When It's Time to Walk Away. Like when you've done your due diligence, when you've done everything you can, when you have prayed, you have changed, you have taken accountability, you know what you did wrong, you tried to make it right, you tried everything in your power to really make things work, and they just didn't. And you know what? You've exhausted all your efforts. What do you do then after you've prayed, after you've done everything you can, okay? And you know what? You've stood for as long as you can stand. So anyway, this Friday night, on Spectrum Cable, AT&T U-verse, Access 21 live stream, Access 21 Roku channel, and as well as The Diva, my Roku channel, Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, that particular show, How to Recognize the Signs When It's Time to Walk Away, this Friday night. So Thursday and Friday, we got two great episodes airing all over the place, from satellite TV to Roku TV to cable. And now I'm here with you. I thank God for your presence. I thank God for your attendance. Yes. But let's talk about something real quick. So I'm not shading myself, but I really would have preferred if maybe I need to change the battery. So anyway, let's talk about this letter, like I promised. So this was not wrote to me, because I will let you know when it came directly to me, right? This one, I came across, and I don't know if I was just feeling some type of way. But let's get into this letter, and you're going to see where I'm going with this, okay? So I'm going to silence the music and the noise. Okay, so the title of the letter, oh Jesus, where did the letter go? Oh God, see, ain't nothing like the devil, huh? Okay, so the title, what we're going to be talking about today is, you know it's going to be juicy, watch this. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for going home after I overheard my husband say he didn't want to bring me with him to his family vacation? You heard that right. Okay. I'm going to read the title again, because that's me being really, really messy, because I really want you to get it. Okay. So this wife wrote in and she wants to know, is she the asshole? Am I the asshole for going home after I overheard my husband say he didn't want to bring me with him to his family vacation? I'll just read the letter. Okay. So she says, my husband goes on annual vacations with his family. I'm okay, wait a minute, I'm on okay terms with them, but since we've only been married a short amount of time and I don't see his family much, we still have that barrier that keeps us from being completely comfortable around each other. His family arranged for the vacation last week. I, out of curiosity, asked if I could come. See, I got a problem with that right there. I don't mean to be messy, but she had to ask if she could come to the family vacation, but I digress. I'll move on. I, out of curiosity, asked if I could come. My husband felt hesitant, but I told him it'd be a great opportunity to get to know his family better. He agreed to take me and his family. Wait a minute. He agreed to take me, and his family was surprised to see me. They were surprised to see her. You caught that. They were surprised to see me, but still welcomed me. On the third day of the vacation, his dad, mom, brothers, and spouses were all sitting at the table outside eating while I was preparing a fruit salad. Okay, all right. As I was making my way back, I overheard my mother-in-law say, "Does she really have nowhere else to spend this weekend?" At first, I had no idea who she was talking about, so I kept walking, but stopped once I overheard my husband say, "I know." Okay, I'm gonna get to it. And I didn't want to bring her with me, but what was I supposed to do? You know how pushy she can get. I instantly figured out it was about me. I felt so shaken up to the point where I almost dropped the salad. This whole time I was there, I cooked, cleaned, looked after the kids, and this is how they think of me? An inconvenience to them? Mm-hmm. That's what they, yes, pay attention. I quietly booked a ticket and went home on the first plane. He called and texted, but I didn't respond to anything other than to let him know I was home. He got back and went off on me, saying what I did was disrespectful and juvenile. Woohoo! He ran on, didn't he? Disrespectful and juvenile. I told him I overheard the conversation he had with his mom, but he said that I was wrong for eavesdropping and that his family will warm up to me on their terms. So I should stop pushing to be around them when they don't feel comfortable with it. Basically saying it was my fault for coming along in the first place. Guys, I gotta stop here. Okay, so imagine this. Imagine you just got married, because she said they've only been married for a short amount of time, right? You just got married. So I'm just being a girl, being a woman, and, you know, my second marriage. So I know what those emotions feel like. Here you are. You have married. You are still in a honeymoon phase. You're still newlyweds. And according to the wife, she hasn't been around them that much. So work with me. So you are jumping at an opportunity to go to the family function, unbeknownst to you. You really wasn't wanted there. And you get there, you're doing everything you can. Instead of them being hospitable to you, okay, welcoming you, telling you to relax and, you know, rolling out the welcome mat, you up here making potato salad, fruit salad, watching the kids, cooking and cleaning like you to help. Did you get that when I read that letter? Okay. And to make matters even worse, I took insult when this good sister said she had to ask her husband because she go with him on the family vacation. So you over here, after you doing everything you can, see, that lets you know sometimes you have to fall back, as the kids say. You got to fall back. Sometimes you really need to sit and observe your surroundings. Sometimes you really have to sit and see who you're really working with, what type of family you've married into. She was doing too much. She was doing too much to the point, and not insulting her, because I'm on her side. I need you to know I'm on her side. It may not seem like it. I'm so on her side. If you only knew how much I was on her side. But she was so busy trying to, like a little busy bee, trying to be the best representation of herself and just be helpful, that she was overlooking, I'm pretty sure, some important clues about this family and how they felt about her, you know. So the question was on the post, you know, if you know anything about this particular group, is, hey, heart you too, baby. Heart you. I send love right back because I'm about love, positivity. Ooh, listen. The question is, am I the asshole for going home after I overheard my husband say he didn't want to bring me? Okay, guys, work with me. Is she the asshole? Maybe. I said maybe, but I'm still on her side. You are the asshole to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. You are absolutely the asshole to people who never wanted you to be around in the first place. You are absolutely the most ridiculous asshole to people who are not willing to embrace you. Yes, baby, you are the asshole to them, but you have to understand those are not your people. You may have married into that family, but those are not your people. And y'all may be saying, Diva, why so much aggression? Why so much energy? Because I've been her. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. You know, once upon a time, I was so embarrassed by things that was happening to me that I didn't dare speak of such things, as if not speaking of it or acknowledging it would make the pain or embarrassment go away. No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, you cannot fix what you are not willing to face. And I know that firsthand, but I know firsthand what it is to be madly in love with a guy, to marry that guy, to look forward to being embraced by his family. And you are excited, like, oh Lord, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this man. I thank you for my husband. Lord, he everything. I just get excited when I look at him. He does it for me. I'm not making this up. This is really how I felt. I mean, really how I felt. And when the opportunity came to meet his family, oh my God, guys, at that time I was wearing wigs. I went and picked out the cutest one, most natural one that I could find. You know, I made sure that I presented myself, you know, in the best way possible. I don't really dress provocative, you know, so I ain't worried about like looking like I was thot bopping around the streets, you know, but I wanted to look my best. And I almost had this experience, you know, oh my God, I didn't write this letter. It's not about me. It's not about me. But I can tell you, I'm going to give you some tea. I can tell you what it is to meet a set of in-laws. And because you don't know everybody's names just yet, you know, because sometimes, you know, your spouse can be telling you different stories and about cousins and uncle them and sister, brother-in-law and this and that. And, you know, you just forget names that are attached to people versus what label they wore. You know, if I would have known the name, things may have gone quite differently, but I want to tell you that God is a good God. Sometimes God allows me not to connect the dots so that I don't say anything that could shake the table. But imagine meeting your in-laws for the first time, and one of your in-laws sits there the whole time talking about your husband's first marriage. Oh, that's my girl. Oh, such and such. Have you heard from such and such? I'm sitting here smiling like a big ass dummy, you know, because I'm just happy to be there, not knowing who the person was. I knew my husband has been married before. Hell, so have I. But I didn't know her name. I didn't remember her name. But this chick sitting here the whole time talking about this and that and my girl and this and that and I miss her and this. I'm just smiling and I'm just going back and forth, not understanding why my husband is looking so uncomfortable. Well, later on, when we went back to our Airbnb, he let me know she was talking about such and such, my first wife. I said, okay. That's what we're doing. Okay. All right. And then each and every visit thereafter, she always managed to want to travel back down memory lane about my husband's former life with his first wife. Do you remember the time that you and such bought me that Suzuki Sidekick? Remember, you guys brought it brand new for girl, bye. My point is, people will show you who they are, and you have to pay attention. What you have to decide is if you really want to be in the company around people who are showing you with such great effort that they don't want you around. And then to be married to a man who will sit right there within earshot and trash talk you and not check the people who are dragging you through the mud. That is some snake-like behavior. Show me a man that will not defend his wife's honor when somebody is trash-talking her, when he can see that she's doing no wrong. She has created no offenses. Show me a man that will sit there and allow somebody to dog his wife like that, and then that joker jumps in the conversation and adds his 2 cents to the ring. I'll show you a slime ball of a man. Because in my head, the way I'm wired right now, because see, I'm fluctuating right now between Angela and Diva Speaks. Because part of me wants to be Angela right now, but I have to be Diva Speaks. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, if you are not willing to defend my honor when people are speaking about me to this magnitude, here we are in the midst of your mother, your father, your brothers and their spouses. All of y'all are sitting around the table while I am up like I'm the help. And y'all are sitting around talking shit about me. And then you got the nerve to chime in. You are a piece of shit of a man. I said it and I meant it. And I'm going to stand by it. I'm going to stand on it 10 toes down. Because what else will he allow to happen to you and chime in? What else is he willing to sit back and not say nothing about? What else could he also agree with other people that you don't know about at this time? See, these are the type of stories that makes me think, what has made the ID channel so successful? Because we see so many stories where these couples get married and on the surface, everything looks to be wonderful, right? They look to be happy. They're newlyweds or they haven't been together that long. And out of nowhere, they done went somewhere and she ended up missing, or they went on a boat trip and she didn't come back or whatever. It's because people are showing us who they are, and sometimes because our heart is so wrapped up into these relationships, these marriages, you know, pursuing our dreams, that we overlook or we let it slide when people are disrespecting us. You know, once upon a time, people, you know, had the dignity to do it behind your back. But people are so bold, as my own example, they will sit there and do it in your face as if you're nothing. And, you know, I wrote some little notes out, little, you know, trying to remember my, you know, thoughts, you know, but I will say this. You don't have to be a spiritual person, and you don't have to be deeply religious to know this, that God will give you warnings. God will, not necessarily a warning, because that sounds so like I'm, you know, like doom and gloom. But I know for a fact that God will definitely give you a glimpse of what's to come. God will start, you know, giving you little insight as to what's going on, or pay attention to this because this could be you. I remember also on that first visit, we talking about me now, on that first visit, there was a girlfriend there. And the girlfriend and the girl and the chick that was doing that, you know, making the "that's my girl" about my husband's former wife, that girlfriend and that chick got into it. And that girlfriend read that chick for Phil. She said, you two-faced it, you messy, you keep up a bunch of mess, you can't be trusted, this and that. And I'm scared because I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? And then that chick turns to me, the girlfriend, and she said everything that I needed to be on guard for, everything that I needed to watch, and who was foul, and what they would do, and how they would do it, and so on and so forth. Kudos to you if you ever come across my video, my friend. You did not lie about anything, you know. But she did not lie. She did not lie. And my point is, you have to take notes. When people show you who they are, or when God starts to expose people or give you some cheat sheet, because he's saying that if you get yourself involved with this person, or you keep going down this route, or you start to trust this group of people, this could happen to you. You know what I'm saying? There is not a person that was before you, okay, that got treated any better. So what makes you think that they won't be two-faced to you, that they won't backstab you, that they won't try to use you, that they won't try to isolate you? You know, you have to pay attention. But getting back to the letter and this wife, I would say what you do with your marriage is your business. You know, I am so pro-marriage. I'm pro-family. I am about, you know, making your family unit work, minus BS, abuse, and you know, anything that is unreasonable. But I do have to say, and I find that this is like my second live that I'm actually saying this, you got yourself a no good husband, or a man that does not know how to be a husband. Because if you don't know how to protect me, if you don't feel the need to protect me or my honor within reason, I'm not talking about no stupid stuff that I am doing to cause harm to myself or place you in harm's way. I'm talking about a reasonable expectation of protection. If you don't feel the need to protect me, why the hell am I here? Why did we even get married? If I am not invited to your family function, if I am not welcomed into your family, what was the point of it all? Why are you wasting my time? What was the point? And you know something else I did want to say, I have seen this in cases. It's not absolute. It's just my opinion. You don't have to rock with it. That's fine. I have found, my opinion, that when families do this, they are still stuck on who your man or who your woman was with before. Your man or your woman or your spouse may have moved on from a previous relationship, but you got a family that insists on bringing up an ex in your presence in an effort to make you feel uncomfortable, unwanted, and to let you know their disdain for you. You have to decide how you're going to handle it. Do you want to be around a group of people who are vehemently acting out towards you? I mean, why? What is the point? They don't want you around, then what? They trash talking you, then what? His family or his friends don't like you, but you know what? You have to ask yourself why. Just like the case of this husband, if you find yourself in a position like this where the family is talking about you, or they're making you feel unwelcome, or you know some stuff, or you've heard some stuff, maybe it could be a situation where your husband is participating in the trash talking and the slandering of your name. You may be married or involved with a narcissist. So, you know, how much abuse are you willing to take? I think it's a sad case, you know, when you have your hopes up and you pray to God for something and you're thanking God for answered prayers only to find out that it wasn't necessarily sent from God, or the enemy has taken hold of something that, you know, perhaps God blessed you with, or I don't know. You know, I could go a lot of different routes with that, but I tell you what, I do know what that's like. I've been very clear. I do know what that's like. I think I've said enough without compromising or getting myself into trouble like that, you know. But I know what it's like when family gangs up on you and want to talk about you like a dog. I know what that's like to, you know, want to feel welcome and wanted and embraced. And they do any and everything but that. They show you that they don't want to get to know you. They're not welcoming you into the family. They don't acknowledge that you have their last name. It's just that you're nothing. And you have to be okay with that. But getting back to this, What's more important? Is the relationship with the family more important? Or the relationship with your husband or whoever you're with, your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other? Which one do you value more? And can you have one without the other? That is what the true question would be if you find yourself in a situation where it feels like, you know, your spouse's or your significant other's side, their side, their people seem to really not want to accept you or embrace you, and they don't really want to, invite you or have you around. How much are you willing to take, and what's more important? Can you have a great and healthy, holy, godly relationship or marriage without them? Understanding that these are your spouse's family. She cannot divorce the family, meaning they're always going to be family. I mean, you can cut ties with people. I absolutely believe in that. I mean, please cut like that. Okay, cut it like I can cut this lock. Cut. I don't believe in that toxic. You show me you don't like me. If you're bold enough to show me you don't like me and you don't want me around, that's fine. Absolutely fine. I mean, please, you have that right. But I dare say to you, when you've made that decision, please don't put yourself or position yourself to need any monetary support from me, you know? You have no access to finances without relationship, okay? So you can dislike me, but dislike this money too. Okay, you can hate me, but hate my help too. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to deal with me just when you need some help. Don't come calling over here, because I'm going to remember how you treated me, what you did, what you said, and how when you should have been welcoming me into your family with open arms, you chose to talk about me like this mother-in-law did. I'm just curious to know how many people have went through this, you know, where you found yourself really, if you never told it another soul, have you ever felt disappointed by who rejected you from your significant other's, their side or whatever, you know, you was really looking forward and you approached the meeting with, you know, anticipation and, you know, endless possibilities, and you was just full of, you know, the sky was the limit, and they shut that shit down real quick. It's like, what did I do? We don't even know each other yet. You ain't giving me a chance yet. This is awesomeness over here. And they want no parts of it. I saw a creator on here the other day, and it was funny that, you know, she was speaking to what I had planned to talk about today. You know, am I the asshole for going home after I overheard my husband say he didn't want to bring me with him to his family vacation? And this creator, phenomenal, beautiful black queen, was saying, if you find yourself in a situation where, you know, your boo, I'm saying boo, she didn't say boo. She was talking about the person you're in a relationship with. If their friends and family seem to always have a problem with you and they dislike you and you don't understand why. And she summed it up. She says, it's probably because your significant other is bad mouthing you, which we see in the case of this letter. Now, what I do want to end this live and say is I commend the wife for how she handled it. Oh, she handled it like a boss. She handled it with such class and such grace. You know, if this was 15 years ago, North Dallas Gala would have said it off if I was her. You know, but I'm not North Dallas Gala anymore. I'm just Gala and Charlotte, so, you know, I would have done what she done. You know, I would have booked my plane ticket and went home too, because she knew, she knew what was up at this point. There's no need to argue. There's no need to have a confrontation. There's no need for a conversation. There's no need for any of that. I heard what you said. I heard it with my own ears. You feel how you feel, so I'm going to go home. There's no need for me to be here. Bravo to that wife. Bravo to that wife. You know what? It's something to be said about a woman that knows when to leave, when to exit. That's it. I know what you said. You can't talk your way out of it. And then this trash piece of husband she got gonna get back to the to their place. And the wife said he blames her. He tells her that she's being juvenile, that she left a bad impression on everybody, and she needed to stop pushing herself on his family, and they would warm up to her when they got ready. If there was ever such a thing as marrying into a horrible family, this is one of them. I pray that this sweet soul gets the whatever she needs out of this and go somewhere where she is not tolerated, but she can be loved. Because this is not love. And I don't want to be with no man that don't know how to stand up for me. And then you let people talk about me like a dog and you sit there and participate in it. And then you tell your mama that you don't know why I came either. And what was up with the mother-in-law talking about? Did she not have anywhere to go? You know what? I'm thinking like maybe they had plans for him. Mm-hmm. I think the wife interrupted something. Now, I'm just running with stuff. Now, I think the wife interrupted something. Because when they act like that, oh, Lord. When they act like that, there is usually something behind it. We don't know, but it's something behind it. You don't have to treat people like a dog. You know, if she is not your cup of tea, and if she is not who you wanted him to marry, that's your problem. He did. You know, obviously your pick is not who he chose. Deal with it, okay? Or you can go and pick the person yourself and marry them. But people that treat you like that end up reaping what they sow. They always do. Take it from me. They always reap what they sow. You know, you don't have to get mad. You don't have to get even. You don't have to plead your case. You don't have to, you know, try and prove your worth. You don't have to do any of that. And I'm telling you, God has had to deal with me like in the most, like, I don't want to say aggressive because I don't want to say God is aggressive, but God has really had to get in my face and help me to just let some stuff go because, you know, I'm the type of woman where I have been through so many different things in my life, but have you ever been done a certain type of way and you made a vow to yourself, never again, never again. I would never allow this, whatever that was, to happen to me again. And so in an effort to prevent certain things from happening to me, I'm like, oh, hell no, you keep it up. But God has had to deal with me and, you know, to really sit me down and to help me understand that the battle is not mine. You know, the battle is not mine. You know, I have every right to feel the way that I feel. You know, I know that, you know, I could have been handled different or whatever happens, you know, may not have been right. But I can tell you this, if you're going through this and you know people are treating you wrong, you can't be God being God. I promise you that. You cannot be God being God and you cannot be God showing them that you are not to be messed with. I mean, you can do your own thing, but you need to get out of God's way because last time I checked, and I be checking, he's not hiring. He's not looking for help. I be trying. I be trying. God is not looking for help. So get out of the way. Just understand that anybody who rises up against your marriage or your relationship, anybody who rises up against your marriage or your relationship in an effort to dismantle it, tear you down, belittle you, or bully you, God has something for it. And let me tell you something, what I know for a fact, they not ready to reap what they sow. Oh, they can dish it out, but they can't take it. God don't play about some of us, but it's not for us to tell them that. It's for God to show them that. So I'm going to end this, you know, this live and say that if you can relate to what the wife wrote in the letter, and my little brief cup of tea that I, you know, I serve today, I want you to be encouraged, okay? I want you to be encouraged. And you can look at it a couple of different ways. You can look at it as, you know, these people, you know, just they not my people. My focus is my relationship with my marriage. At the end of the day, I sleep with my man, my husband. I don't sleep with them. At the end of the day, they don't pay any of my bills, so they don't matter. Facts. Or you can also look at it, this is an attack from the enemy. Anything of value, okay, anything that's a good thing, 9 times out of 10, the enemy will send in his minions to attack you know, and destroy. He will attempt. He will make a good attempt to, you know, separate and do a lot of damage. So you have to be on guard. But just be encouraged and know that you ain't the first person. You ain't the last person. You're not the only person to ever go through that. You know, many of us have some stories. You know, there may be some of you like me that, you know, can't necessarily talk about a lot of things because I'm real anal about my privacy and just whatever I go through, I try to go through alone with the Lord, of course. But I just figure that if I can figure it out and if God can help me figure it out, then I don't have to worry about whatever I'm going through, my business being around town or within my family or within my group of friends, because I didn't tell anybody. You know, I went through that season of struggle by myself. But you be encouraged and you fight for your relationship. If there's good there and you know that you got some messy ass in-laws, messy ass in-laws. If you know you got some messy ass in-laws, baby, pray them demons out your life. And you know, ask God to give you the strength to be able to handle them accordingly. Don't get violent because I ain't got no bail money to send you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, be involved in that. But I'm just saying, you know, pray for the strength to be able to handle them accordingly, you know, and eventually that God will soften their heart, because all of us need family. Family is very important. But that don't mean we can't say that they messy. When they messy, they messy, right? But family is important. And we have to recognize that when we have divisive spirits, okay, that have access to us, that's dangerous, because they are family and because they do have access to us. So we have to be prayed up. Your relationship does not have to fall by the way because you got some messy ass in-laws, okay? So you be encouraged, okay? And if you're just not tuning in, I'm sorry. I'll try to, you know, get the video out or whatever, but just be encouraged. Fight for your relationship. Don't stand for no bullshit. Stand up for yourself. And if you find yourself with a partner who's willing not to stand up for you, then you may want to, you know, rethink what you want to do with that particular relationship. So I like talking to you guys. Don't forget, on Thursday, Thursday, my Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry airs on satellite TV Thursday at 5 a.m. The live broadcast is at 5 a.m. If you have satellite TV, I'm on 7 different channels. 7. Okay? Satellite. I don't know them all, but it's a lot of them. On Thursday at 5 a.m. Also on the Now Television Networks Roku channel on Thursday. And then on Friday night, if you're just not tuning in, my talk show re-airs on Spectrum Cable, Access 21, live stream. Did I say AT&T UVerse, Spectrum Cable, Access 21 live stream, Access 21 Roku channel, and my Roku channel, the Diva Speaks Roku channel. Signs on how to know when it's time to let go. That's this Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, this Friday night, my talk show, Diva Speaks Relationship Talk Show. The topic is signs and how to know when it's time to let go. And that doesn't come easy for a lot of us, okay? So you guys be blessed. Have a good day, you know? Stay positive. Block the haters. Block the naysayers. And make every day the best day for you and the person that you love. And if you mad at your baby right now, you mad at your spouse or your significant other, today is a good day to make up. It's a really good day to make up. And if you live in Charlotte, it's raining. It's a wonderful day to make up. Okay? Be encouraged. Check me out Thursday and Friday. Toodles.